It's a WrestleMania week. Yes, it is. Welcome to another episode of Kicking with the Crew. We are your host, RBI Crew 7. I am Ryan, RBI.
Neil, Crew 7. I'm back.
He's back. And alongside us, he is the man, he is the myth, he is the legend. He is our producer, Tyson Magdorn.
Neil who?
Oh, yeah. That was rude. That was so rude.
That was wrong.
You know what? Start showing up to work once in a while.
That's fair.
Yeah, you were gone for how many days right there?
Seven? I was gone for a week.
Gone for a week. It was over a week. You were gone from Wednesday to Wednesday, your first day back. Welcome back. However, we have a special guest with us today. Man, first time we brought a special guest on in a while, and this is his first time ever on the podcast. And what better time to bring him on when this podcast is basically going to be 98% wrestling talk. Tyson is now passing out in front of us. Jeez. He's got his earplugs, so he doesn't have to listen to it. Oh. But we have along with us one of our employees, been around for a long time, former Impact and Evolve Wrestling referee, Brandon Tolley.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on. So tell us a little bit about your background, Brandon, so the listeners can know who you are, what you've accomplished, and your time in wrestling.
Yeah, so referee Brandon Toll, I've been doing the wrestling thing since I was, the day I turned 18, so 21 years in July. Been with you for 3 years, actually. I think it was 3 years, actually 3 years probably yesterday or something like that.
Wow, okay. 3 years, right, time flies, yes.
Yeah, so did still doing the wrestling thing on and off, but was with Impact Wrestling from November of 2017 to 22, 5 years. With Evolve for almost 10 years, 9 as the head referee through the whole NXT feeder company thing until 2020, and doing select indies, kind of seeing the whole world for the most part, minus Japan, still on the list, but... yeah, doing that on the side, and then we met in 21, I think, early 21 or 2020, so, yep, during the pandemic at that point. And yeah, if you'd have told me 5 years ago that I'd be here right now with this and being part of the family here, it was no way. So collected on and off pretty much since I was a kid. So because where I lived growing up, there was nothing. So it was like an hour to a hobby shop or a store that had cards.
Internet wasn't that big of a thing back then.
Yeah, you could
just get on and order something on eBay back
then. And I lived in rural southeastern Indiana. So it was literally 45 minutes to the big town to where anything that related cards back then. So,
okay.
But now it's deep. We're deep into the hobby.
It's deep.
Deep in the hobby. And you also do breaks?
Yep. Zebra breaks.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep, do zebra breaks on District. I started that during the pandemic, basically that and content creation. I figured, you know, if I had the time, may as well learn some new skills. So 3 days a week, Sunday nights, Tuesday, day or night, and Friday nights, baseball, football, a little basketball, wrestling, the kind of covering the whole thing. It's
the whole gamut.
It's fun, yeah. It's fun.
Where's that hockey?
Oh,
he called you eventually.
Out. He's calling you out.
Hockey eventually. I'll get there.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he needs your help.
He's calling him out. Well, Brandon, thanks for coming on. We're happy to have you. Figure it'd be a great opportunity for you to come on and talk wrestling with us, being that you were formerly part of the industry and still obviously are willing to go out and travel and do that when the time comes. And one thing I will say about Brandon, if y'all are familiar with the Ric Flair final match, the last match, he was one of the refs within that night. What was the match you did that night?
I did two matches. I did the opening, which was the Motor City Machine Guns against the American Wolves, so Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards in a tag, and then the Impact Wrestling World title match, Josh Alexander defended against Jacob Fatu, which is ironic since we're going to WrestleMania, because he's in that bloodline. He was on that when they did that big wall thing, yes, at the presser. He was actually on there.
You're absolutely right.
So, yeah, did that. That was career night. I think it was like 9,000 people at the National Municipal Auditorium. The backstory to that I liked the most, more than the show, was actually calling you and telling you that I had gotten offered the chance to get that, because that was National Week in a couple years ago.
Yes, it was. You're right.
So because I was still here, so having to figure out who could replace me so I could drive down on that Sunday to do that show. Yep. Like that whole conversation, it was just as interesting as actually getting down there. But that was it was a great night, besides the matches, besides it being Flair's retirement show. But it was like every legend that like I grew up watching that I had actually either met or had crossed paths was there. Like coming back from that first match, coming off the stage, and literally seeing The Undertaker right in front of me as he had just shown up, because it was the day after SummerSlam in Nashville. And just, you know, it was more of just all the legends coming out to pay respect, and all the guys that, you know, that we all grew up watching, you know, all in one place at one time. Just, it was a phenomenal night.
Well, Brandon has a very nice resume and his time in the industry, and we're happy he's part of the family, and we're happy to have him on today. So we're going to get talking about wrestling. However, I want to do a little flip script show here today. We're going to start off and just kind of briefly talk about the show, releases. We've got several questions that came in.
How was your weekend, Neil?
How was your vacation, Neil, I guess?
It was nice. It was nice to get away for a while.
That's great. All right,
When's your vacation?
My next one is New Orleans for a bachelor party in April, after the three-day show.
It is April.
It is this month. It's coming up, actually. I leave, 2 weeks from tomorrow, I leave.
Yep, sounds about
right. 2 weeks from tomorrow, and I'll be back on Sunday. So, but you had a good time, good vacation?
I did.
But welcome back. We're excited to have you back. I had a nice long list of things for you to do today.
I'm a little disappointed, though. You didn't comment on what he's dressed as today.
Would you like to describe what he's dressed as?
Normal. Just polo. No shorts today. It's a little cold.
Cold out there, man.
I hope he gets used to that sitting down, because once I get this Alexa Bliss in, I don't know if he's ever going to get back up again. So,
I mean,
it's 100% true, too.
It is. I got that coming in. But, yeah, he is a huge Alexa Bliss fan, and I'm not going to say the card. I don't like to jump the gun until it's in hand, but it did ship today. Oh. And I'm going to enjoy it for a little bit before Tyson hops back into something. So he knows what I'm talking about.
That I'll tell you without spoiling. When that product release, I'm not going to give it away, right?
By the way, you're describing, yeah. I'm going to show Brandon the picture.
When that product released, that's coming in. And every true collector, Gelman with Becky Lynch, you with Rollins.
I have the Orton Redemption, but it's probably going to be Orton's a mat. Redemption. Yeah, we're hoping it's not a mat. I have the Orton.
When, like, that is the card. The card of that. Sorry, I'm too loud. The card
the
of that collector's entire collection.
And first year.
That, yeah, like rookie year, yes. Logo shield out of NT. Like, that kind of, you are the true collector if you own that card. And I saw it and I went, I'm never going to be able to own.
I did find Ryan's new restaurant down.
You have Finn's, right?
I don't even know what card we're talking about. Remember, I've been gone for a week.
Well, if you're a wrestler, right? If you're a wrestler.
What? This is incoming tomorrow.
Yes, I do have the Finn.
So that's what I mean. Like the true. So you've got, they've got, he's got, she's got. And I'm like, well, I'll never get mine. Well, guess what?
It gonna happen.
Are you going to sell? Is he buying the Yachty from you?
I was going to talk about that this morning, then some things came up, and I decided to wait a little while and maybe wait a day or two before I let him get back in the saddle. And,
he actually, today is his early leave day, but he did come into work and said, hey, if you need me to, I'll stay the whole day, because he's only working today and tomorrow, and then he's off again for two more days.
That's just how it worked out.
I know.
And Kelly's not here.
Shannon's like, how are you working again? I was like, well, I'm going to be gone a lot in April. So yeah, I'm only going to work till about 2 because I got to go home and get the house ready. So
I was surprised. Saturday.
No, on Saturday. Oh, Saturday. But today he's going to stay later than
Saturday.
So.
Well, I might have to start working Saturday soon.
Yeah, you might. Yes, that's a good point. You might. That may not be a bad idea. Oh no, Tyson, you went from 32 to 40 hours. Welcome to the working life.
I did find his new restaurant in Arizona, though. Right there. It's called The Chair.
Was it good eating?
Didn't eat there.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't afford it.
Oh! Okay.
That's all probably right. A good idea on your end. So.
It wasn't...
It wasn't Fogo.
Oh, Fogo. Yeah, it wasn't Fogo.
Nobody's allowed to go to Fogo on the RBI Crew 7 card ever again in the existence of RBI Crew 7. That is all I'll leave it at. But I'm willing to take everybody to Morton's and spend way more money. Right? But Fogo, I don't care if they told me it was going to be a dollar person. I wouldn't go to Fogo.
We need to have next year's party at Fogo.
We're not. I just told you what I told you. I said what I said. It's not possible. I don't even want to go to Fogo on my own dime. I don't even want to go to Fogo if somebody offered to pay for me to go to Fogo. That's how much I dislike Fogo.
Oh, man.
All right. So we got to touch a couple things. Then we're really going to – this show is going to be geared towards wrestling because we have WrestleMania coming up this weekend. I know everybody in this room, even a little bit of Tyson, is excited for WrestleMania. I'm fired up. I'm excited. I'm just counting down the days, and I've been watching a lot of wrestling documentaries lately.
Same.
Speaking of which, we talked a little bit before we went on the air. The Roman documentary.
It was really good.
Done well.
Very good.
The Bray documentary, incredible.
Yeah, that was one of the
best documentaries ever put together by WWE.
Such a clever, creative guy, and such, like, he was for everybody. You wanted to see everybody happy.
I'll freely admit, I have not watched it yet. Not because I don't want to, but because tangentially linked, like knowing people that know him, being in, you know, being in the industry, it's a hard watch.
Can I get a dictionary?
Yeah, what was that word?
Tangentially.
Tangentially?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
You're on the Kicking with the Crew podcast.
I went to college for 15 years. I don't know what you just said.
Okay, so think about it as minor 6 degrees of separation.
Okay, everybody in this room is a dumber.
Yeah, there it is. There.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, but it was a big word. Yes,
the Easter eggs that he had in his gear
that was incredible.
Was so cool.
That you just didn't see and that you know now of.
And then you're like, wow, okay. And I'm not
I don't want to say much because he hasn't watched it yet.
No, it's okay. Well, away. It's fine.
Well, the fiend was going to return, but a different looking
thing. That mask was
That was weird, like crazy.
Very weird.
Shannon sits there and watches. She's like, he just comes off so creepy. And I'm like,
but that's the point.
That's the point of it. He plays the character to a T. He always has. He's reinvented himself
He's
so
the face
many
of
times
fear.
His career. I mean, if something got stale, he became more fresh every time with what he did. And it's unfortunate. It was hard watching it, especially watching with your kid. It's his favorite wrestler.
Bo Dallas. That was rough.
Yeah.
Or Taylor or whatever, but.
But still, I mean, I was excited to see the ending, and I'm glad I hope the legacy can continue on, you know? It's like, part of me is like, man, I wish this was just some sick joke that he's playing in his wrestling career that he's going to come back.
I had that same thought
but
watching
it. You can't, he's gone, and you have to accept it, but it's just like, if anybody would do it, it would be him, but I think that would still be hard on.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I wish it wasn't true, but unfortunately it isn't. 36 years old, man, it's, very unfortunate.
But it's one of the only like biographies you see at the end. You're like, hell yeah.
Yes, it ended on a great note, and it's he'll never be forgotten.
No,
sure, so.
I know that you can't control everything in life. I think we all know that. I wish though that his last match wasn't that pitch black match at the Royal Rumble, just because I understood the concept of it, and I just wish that we had some kind of a follow up on it. Just because I think a lot of people didn't understand it, and it's because it was part of the bigger grand plan with him,
and
LA Knight, and then just to hard cut it off at that, and that being his last televised match, I really wish there would have been something that could have that not be the end of it, basically. But Bray's ability to be able to transcend the character, when you look at big characters that we talk about in the legend standpoint, Undertaker, Rock, any of those, the big names, like Bray's ability to be able to assimilate to that and to be able to know when it's time to evolve the character or evolve an angle and be willing to push the boundary, basically. Because I guarantee you, for some of that, the conversations to get that stuff approved, what we saw, probably wasn't easy from a creative standpoint.
No, and they talk more about that
on
the documentary. They really go into that more.
And I wish more talent today where it was able to do it, was able to take those chances, because I think that comfort level of, oh, I don't want to rock the boat. You don't achieve the greatness that you see from the legends that we all talk about, you know, and the ones that we all kind of search for in products, without being able to kind of partially rock the boat, in my opinion. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I hope that now in this generation that we're in now with who we have running creative, that we start seeing more of that.
And I think we're starting to see things. That's why I'm excited about this Mania, and we're going to talk about that. But I feel like we're back to wrestling being not as predictable now. I feel like the stories have shifted. There's so many angles they can play it now versus the predictability it's been the past how many years.
I loved that Rock Cody in Chicago outside.
I just love
raining.
This Rock is great. I hope
bleeding.
He does not turn face.
It's
I hope he
so
comes.
Cool.
It's Attitude Era revisited, it man. Is. This is the closest we've come to the Attitude Era since 2001, since basically the buyout of WCW and ECW. You know, and it's, we're retraining the audience, and there's going to be some blowback. I mean, we can see The Rock literally going, you know, borderline rated R language. You
dropping
know what I mean? The audio censors.
I'm sure he got a fine for that, too. He's happy to pay it.
Well, he's on the board. Who's going to tell the guy that's on the board of directors he's getting fined for anything?
They're just getting ready for Netflix.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going to get, that's the thing. They're going to be able to do a lot more Netflix they can on televised TV.
All bets are off once we get to Netflix.
But that's
exciting.
That was just a great way to end Raw. Yep.
Well, I don't want to go more into it right now because we are going to talk. No, you're fine. Because, I really want to dive into it all. But I just want to get a couple things out of the way before we really get into this, because I know once we dive down the path of WrestleMania talk, we're all going to throw out a lot of things. maybe Tyson every now and then, but he's just over there laughing.
I almost fell asleep just 5 seconds ago.
Tyson. Thanks, Tyson. So our listeners are sleeping is what you're saying. Uh-huh. They don't like wrestling. Okay. So I just want to touch on real quick, and we'll talk way more about this next weekend, and we've been building it up. The St. Louis show, as a reminder, is next weekend, April 12th to the 14th. That is Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Machinist Hall Sports Card, or the Machinist Hall. We call it the Machinist Hall Sports Card Collectible Show, but it's the Machinist Hall. It is the St. Louis show. It is Friday from 2 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 10 to 4. Admission is $3 Friday and Saturday. Kids 12 and under are free all weekend, and on Sunday is free admission to anybody. Free parking, sold out show. Nash Cards will be there accepting PSA submissions, as well as the Collector Store, who are local as well. But Nash Cards is one of the bigger PSA submitters in the industry, no question. They're great guys, friends of ours. Yeah. Love what they do. We're excited to have them back. There is no JSA. We've talked about that. We tried. We were on the horn with them for several months with the selling of the company, really shifted some things. However, per my buddy at JSA that we've known a very long time, Neil and I, he said, "Get me your schedule for the next year. We will be there." We apologize. They've never missed one of our 3-day shows. It's unfortunate, but there's a lot going on within that company right now because they've been recently sold.
Just bad timing.
It is what it is. It just didn't happen, but it's fine. They'll be back. Again, 125 plus tables, modern, vintage, collectibles, non-sports, memorabilia, you name it, the show will have it. Back to doing these in April, which I'm excited about. And speaking of which, I've got the dates for the next 2 years Ron gave me at the show, which look at me going ahead. Ron's informed me that the next 2 years will also be in April 11th through the 13th and 25, and April 10th through the 12th and 26th.
So same weekend. Yeah.
Yes. And if you follow MH Card Show on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I'm sorry, X, not Twitter, you can always reach out. There's a number on there for Ron Estes to give him a call to get on a waiting list for the monthly show as well as the 3-day. We have the list growing. But RBI Crew 7 will be set up. It's the only St. Louis show we set up once a year.
You won't miss us.
I'm bringing the big sign. I only bust out twice a year this show in Nashville. So I'm excited. I'm fired up. We will be there all 3 days. We will also be open all weekend in the shop. And that's what I got to say about that. All I got to say about Vietnam. All right, now we're going to dive into releases that came out yesterday, that come out tomorrow, and then we got some questions. I wanted the questions to be basically wrestling questions. I believe we have one that isn't. We're going to touch on that as well. I'm excited. I think we have like 6 questions this week too, which is awesome.
Let's go.
So real quick, recapping releases that came out yesterday. We had, and I know Tyson can talk more about this and how he thinks this is going to be an explosive long-term product. The 23-24 SP Game Used Hockey with Bedard. Tell us a little bit about that, Tyson.
So why are you putting me on the spot like
because
that?
Because you literally are a bit. You
You're
were
not going
to
talk the rest of the podcast.
You were so passionate.
You're the hockey guy.
You were so passionate all day at the shop yesterday about it.
Here's the thing. So this is the first product Bedard will have, like, legitimate. You can get a chance at his auto or just a card of him in general. You know, getting the young gun, you know, 1-in-6 chance in a hobby box or a 10-1-in, you know, 4 young guns, etc. We saw a box open in the shop. It was by Dave, Mr. 101. He had a Bedard number to 123, like actually serial numbered. There's autographs. There's patch autos. There are pieces of net cord from his first game in that product. And obviously they have all the old stuff. The Winter Classic patches, glass, net cords, the Stanley Cup Final net cords, which I think was Vegas that year. Just the normal stuff that SP Game Use does, but the Bedard is in it. Bedard autos are in it. Bedard patch autos are in it. I'm trying to remember if there's anything else. There's a new letter, like the draft day letter autos are in it that everybody grabs and collects. They're starting to do that with the Hall of Fame now, which I know some people still like the Spellbound letters. And it's real. It's real material. It's not like some fake thing they did with Chronology. So for $100, what was it? Can I say the price out loud? It's Upper Deck.
I don't care right now. Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's $195.
Wait, what? $195.
It's $195. I'm telling you, that should be a $300 product. Like, I just, for what it is, for what Bedard autos are going to be doing, I think there's roughly 200 Bedard plus autos in the product. You hit one, and in the entire 18 box case, it covers the case, and everything else is basically just free or hold or keep. Every rookie is in it. It's not split up like Series 1 has this guy, Series 2 has this guy. They're on it. Cooley's in it. Fantilli's in it. The letter B is in it. Yeah, that Bedard is
the
that,
letter B.
Well,
this is brought to you by the letter B.
The letter B. So, yeah, it's always been a great product. It's just we haven't had the greatest rookie classes lately.
No, correct.
Now we got one. And this one, I could grab the whole list of all the names. I don't even know what the next product's going to be in terms of releases for 23, 24. It's probably going to be a 21, 22 product that's going to release next.
Wouldn't shock me.
But, yeah, this, I think this under $300 a box is worth a buy. And I think we're only at 195 or 200 for it.
195
so,
right now, yep.
Yeah, like, I don't know how this is not $300, $350 a box right now.
I mean, Dave didn't want to crush it. He so, killed it. I mean, that Bedard pays for that.
It wasn't even an auto. He killed it. Yeah. Like, even jersey cards will double, triple your box.
Exactly.
So, yes. Like, I just, and all the good rookies in that class were going to do great. So,
see, told you. He was like, what do I say about it? I'm like, do you see how passionate you are about it? Like, there's the most passionate you're going to get out of Tyson the podcast.
There's
today.
Certain, like, look, there's certain products you look at and you're like, okay, that's cute. And then there's certain products you're like, how is this not more than, wait, what? And I just want to tell people, this is one of those products. There's going to be a 23-24 product that's going to be a stinker. It's going to happen. This is not one of them. This is a good one. So jump on it, grab it, come to RBR Crew 7. Don't buy it on the website because it's Upper Deck. Can't put it on the website for the first 6 months. So come
maybe
on
eventually
in.
Eventually we can. Who knows?
Come on if we have any left.
Yeah, hopefully. Or maybe we'll get approval to get on sooner. Who knows?
That would be nice.
That would be really nice for all of us because we just added a bunch of Upper Deck to the website that we could after the 6 months.
I was going
to
say, there should have been some that got put up.
There was a bunch. It was hockey, non-sports Marvel stuff. Multi-sport in the Skybox metal, and it was
A-Dub.
And I can tell you right now, every one of those we just listed, I think, except a couple, I'm losing money on. I'll say most of them.
Come by. Say hi.
So let's take advantage of it. They're a great price. Okay, finish up yesterday's releases. We had the 24 Top Sterling Baseball. Not much to say about that. We didn't get a whole lot of it. But obviously, I've always loved Sterling, but because I'm getting less and less of the premium baseball, like, I don't rip anymore. I leave it for my customers. So I can't really say much, but it looks great, as always, with knobs and all that stuff in it. However, the one that I'm most excited about, I think even all of us in this room are excited about, is the 23 Impeccable WB, which we're going to preview today.
Tyson's what's dying.
The, you all right there? We didn't deal on the Alexa.
Dying over there.
All right, we lost the producer for a minute. Okay, so the 23 Impeccable WB, which we're going to preview at the end of the show today. We're going to save this. We've got three boxes here. We've got four of us. I am not going to rip one. I'm going to let each one of these guys rip. Unfortunately.
How many cases have you done?
I've done 8. Oh, my. I did 2 today before I got on. I needed it, and it helped out. I did pull the Orton 101. I asked for an Orton 101. I got you an did. Orton 101. I got a gold bar 101 of Randy Orton's father, Cowboy Bob Orton. So, but hey, still, I got my first 101. It only took me 8 cases. I think I'm doing better odds than I was last year. And I can tell you this, last year, I think I only hit one 101, no, 2 101s out of Impeccable, and I ripped in the teens somewhere. One was Shanky autograph 101. Oh.
You still have that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I can't, yeah. And then the other one was a gold bar of Rey Mysterio, which now one of our employees is a super collector of Rey Mysterio. And he basically works for Rey Mysterio cars the way it kind of works out. So I'm excited to have these guys rip. We hope this is Matt Hanel took good care of this to get for us to rip today.
Still dripping.
I'll just... What's up? Yes, exactly. So I'm excited for them to rip it. 8 cases in. Love the look of it. While they're ripping, I'll give you my personal thoughts on the product.
Look how colorful it is. It's pretty.
Actually, yeah. Pretty. Does look pretty good. Yeah.
It looks great. I just wish it. I can't believe they did put stickers in here. I can't believe some of
that
the numbers
are stickers.
That was
a little disappointing.
That's very disappointing. But again, I'm going to give my opinions as they're doing that. Let's finish up with the Friday releases, and then we're going to dive into our questions, and the rest of the show is going to be talking WrestleMania leading up to the finishing of the show, ripping the Impeccable case. So coming out tomorrow on Friday, we have the 23 Immaculate Football coming out. We also have 23 Leaf Vivid Baseball. We do have 23-24 Revolution Basketball with Victor Mania, Victor Hype, you name it. That will be in there. And then we have a few Pokemon SKUs, one of which is the Melimental EX and Houndoom.
You want to repeat that for me?
I don't know.
You're starting to sound like Brandon over here making up words.
The Temporal Forces of the Battle, which you've got to get on the website as well.
Edit.
Just wait till Monday till I have to see how it's spelled on sheets.
You didn't say Dex.
You didn't say Dex, dude.
Whatever, right? I have to find out.
I caught that.
Battle Deck.
Battle Deck. It just sounds. All right, whatever. There's your releases for the week.
You got knobs and
beaks and stuff. Oh boy. Marinating and Dex. Okay. All right. Without further ado, we have some questions that came in from our listeners. Thank you for getting those in. We're going to all answer these for our listeners, and then we're going to start breaking down all the matches that are at WrestleMania and give our thoughts, opinions, and everything that goes with it.
Real quick before we do that, happy opening day.
Hey.
Hey.
Under 500 Cardinals, rock on.
Home opener, by the way, not opening day. Home opener.
Well, we call it opening day here anyway.
It's home opener, whatever.
I can't believe I'm working today. It should be a holiday.
B-Dawes underscore carts asks, how do you keep track of the cost of card lots that you buy in shop or shows?
Pictures?
Pictures.
Usually, you know, pictures usually helps. We're usually in a group chat to basically, you know, like a group, if we do a show, we'll send like all the sales in there and all the buys in there, and then we take a picture of that. When it comes to a cumulative massive lot, it's a little harder to inventory, but I'm big on the pictures. And then I basically, if it's better cards I'm holding for the national, what I started doing the past 6 months, and I like it because I'm buying so much over the time and I'm holding stuff back for the national because that's our big get, I take a post-it note and I put it on the back of the card to let me know what I paid for it. Something Anthony Devine does on some of his stuff, and I was like, that's actually a good idea. That way I know how much I paid for it when I go to price it for a show. So best thing we do is take a picture, send in a group, say we paid X for it, and then go from there and process it. So. Anybody else?
Honestly, I picked up Google Sheets. Like, I learned that from
you. I use Google
Sheets,
yes.
Like, doing inventory and everything. So, for me, like, you know, like, I went ham into Allure AEW, and you know it. And so, like, a lot of that, like, some of it I got graded and I flipped, some I kept. So, for me, it was just pulling up multiple tabs in Google Sheets and trying to keep at least from a box standpoint together. So, I know, okay, this is from this box, and then I run my cumulative total plus grading so that I can see what my plus minus is at the end of it.
There you go. Neil, anything?
No. We take pictures.
Take pictures. Okay.
You good?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's the rest of these questions are going to be all wrestling and WrestleMania. So is there anything else you want to discuss hobby related or?
Go on with the WrestleMania.
Okay, I'm getting my earbuds real quick. Hold on. Okay. Okay, quick, easy one, I think. Spaz1729, do you feel the Attitude Era is back? Coming back, or just a phase with The Rock being around?
Anybody want to start this?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let me help.
I can do it real quick. So I think it is coming back, and it's not even touched the tip of the iceberg. I think Neil put it best on the podcast that, or was it Brandon, with the Netflix coming, all, you know, everything can, they can do a lot more on Netflix. They can get away with a lot more. And I think with The Rock doing everything he's doing is really showing, hey, we're about to embark on potentially Attitude Era again, which
especially
was,
Netflix.
Especially Netflix, yes. My point being is I think we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. I think it's about to get even better like it was 25 years ago. That's my opinion. Thoughts?
I mean, I'm hoping it gets back to that because that was some of my favorite time to watch.
Yeah.
As long as it's not like the suffering succotash Roman Reigns stuff that was kind of rough, it's going to get a little edgier, so a little less kid-friendly.
I love the Raw between CM Punk, Seth, and Drew McIntyre.
It seemed like it was less scripted.
That was fun.
They said, okay, make sure you talk about this.
Yep.
Go at it.
But just go at it, yeah.
Go at it.
Don't film up my skirt, you perv.
That's hilarious.
Like, those are three guys that can really go off script, and you know Drew very well, Brandon, and those guys are really great at the mic and going off script to where they can get away with doing that.
I think on the whole, I think... I don't think it's a passing fad. I think with The Rock on the board of TKO, we're going to see some changes. Do I think we'll go full Attitude Era? Because I think there's a difference there. I think there's a difference between Attitude Era 98 and 99 versus Attitude Era 2000. Here's the big difference is now this company.
Puppies.
Yeah, exactly. this company, well, here's the thing, and I read this morning. The majority investor of Endeavor is actually buying the rest of the outstanding shares, and the company's going to go private as of 2025.
Okay.
So, but even though it's going private, they still want to appeal to the Snickers, the M&M Mars, those premium sponsors.
I get it. Yep.
So I don't think we're going to go full Attitude Era like late 99, 2000. I think we can find that happy sweet spot to 98 to early 99. I think that's about as far as we go because I don't think they want to dissuade any of the investors creators that want it to stay moderately kid friendly per se in some ways, and still be able to appeal to the younger skewing audience. I mean, it's going to be in the wheelhouse for all of us that lived through it and watched it. Like, that, it's going to play right in the nostalgia feels. But I think we're going to get there. I don't think we're going to go full board because of that. I think there'll be a happy sweet spot medium. And the good news is, with guys like Rock on the board and Hunter basically control a creative, those guys are the ones coming up with that stuff on a weekly basis and executing mm-hmm. that, so they know where that sweet spot is. We'll okay. find it.
Okay.
These ones are kind of closely related, so I'll ask them separately, but it's kind of the same thing. Super Bowl, not super, Super Bowl.
David.
What was the wrestling match that y'all watched that made you fall in love with wrestling? And two, that was, if it's WrestleMania relevant, what was your favorite WrestleMania match of all time from Check Pusher? So if it's the same thing, you get to answer it. If not, the first one is, what's your favorite match ever?
I say, I don't remember my first match. I was little.
I can tell you the match that made me fall in love with wrestling to the point of getting in the business. Bret and Shawn, WrestleMania 12, the Iron Man match. As a ref, what stood out to me the most was Earl Hebner's cadence at the very end when they were in overtime to seal the deal and get Shawn the W to win the title. Like, I did it in my basement. I put all the couch cushions down in the basement with my little brother and, you know, did all the player wrestling out and then did that final three count. And I even said that to Earl back in 22 when I finally got the chance to be more than just crossing paths for 5 seconds and actually sit down and talk to him, pick his brain. And I told him as such in as many words that, like, his cadence was that match and his cadence to it to help tell that story put me over the top.
Rhino?
So, obviously, I'm in the same boat with Neil here. It was late 80s when I started watching it, probably 88, 89. I started watching with my uncle. But I do remember loving Royal Rumble. I would watch that over and over. He would back then illegally tape everything. And the times were different. Same. That 100% was what made me fall in love with wrestling was Royal Rumble. I can't remember, obviously, the first match I watched, but Royal Rumbles were just like, oh, my God, this is awesome. So then from there on, my whole life, growing up with my brother and friends, we literally go on my parents' bed. We destroyed so many beds over the years wrestling and having Royal Rumble matches.
We're breaking ankles.
I have Royal Rumble matches with my kids on the bed now. It's great. So my favorite match of all time would have to be the Undertaker Shawn Michaels WrestleMania match from, was it 09? With the first one. The
WrestleMania 25.
The first one, not the second one.
Yeah, the one.
Not the retired one, match. The first one would be one of the best matches I have ever seen. And, you know, even though I do collect Rollins and Orton, my kick, Lex Bray, I mean, you know, number one on my list and growing up is HBK. He is, you know, my Mount Rushmore. He's number one there. And that match was just wow. I mean, that's why they think there was no question. Like, it was already announced the match of the year, but those two work so well together. They both, you know, grew up being, you know, Shawn was WrestleMania everything and Undertaker was undefeated, you know.
You know Shawn Michaels has a losing record at WrestleMania.
I know, it's crazy to think that. Yes, but he was always just, I mean, he's a worker. So that was mine. What about, do you remember your favorite match?
I mean, excuse me, would be Undertaker and Shawn, I guess, the Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah. St.
Louis.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Another
Glenn's debut. So
obviously, because of Kane, that's got more, but that was
how he
such a
almost
great
didn't
match.
Make it because his buddy's car broke down.
Yep.
And because they were coming from, where was it? It was a while away from here.
It was Rockford, Illinois, I think was the night before. I think they were in Rockford the night before.
And Mark's car broke down on the way here, and he didn't think he was going to make it to debut, and that would have changed a lot of stuff.
You're absolutely right.
Of course, wrestling history.
Yeah,
would have. Yes,
I'll share a fun fact because I don't do shoot interviews or anything, but I'll share this with you. So, my last WrestleMania weekend with Evolve 2019. So this is thick in the middle of the NXT Evolve relationship at this point. So the main event on the Evolve show was for the Evolve title, Austin Theory, who's now on the main roster, against it was Kyle O'Reilly, who was with the Undisputed Era, now with AEW. By that point, you could really know that WWE had a hand because of the relationship, and especially because we were using contracted talent. There was other hands, other almost other chiefs in the kitchens, I guess the best way to put it. So I get there because I was at this point, I was with Impact. So this is one of the first years that I was working shows that were outside of the Evolve realm. So I was all over New York for that weekend. So I bopped in and for the Evolve show and the one other show we had afterwards. And Gabe Sapolsky, the booker for Evolve, pulls me aside and says, all right, I knew I had the title match because I was the head referee. Like that was pretty much without, that was understood. And he comes up to me and says, okay, here's the finish and lays out how everything wants to go. And I'm a big Shawn Michaels fan, always have been, like obviously with WrestleMania 12 being the reason why I got into the business. He comes up to me and lays everything out and then says, oh, hey, by the way, no pressure. This finish was given to me by Shawn Michaels. and I just looked at him. I was like,
come on.
You couldn't wait until after the match was over to tell me that. Like, I'm already nervous enough.
No pressure.
Like, no pressure. Like, yeah.
No pressure whatsoever.
Yeah, so now the entire time, he's like, okay, zero mistakes. Like, because I know eventually they're going to go back and watch this footage. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, all right, I got to go ahead and execute. So, yeah, I can. That's my another little claim to link to WWE was that finish for that Evolve show was given to us by Sean.
Okay.
Anything with Alexa Bliss, I'll watch. And I'm
even with The Fiend?
Sure.
I know you're not a big fan of her goth era.
No, yeah, I actually do like her, impress the fact that, like, I think it was around COVID, so there was really no one watching, but, like, she'll change her, you know, like, she was a normal wrestler, and then she'll turn to that goth thing in, like, seconds.
Yeah.
And they will comment, like, the ability for her to do that, to swap
she
that
said
fast.
In the documentary, the Bray Wyatt, she said she loved that.
Yes.
Record with Bray.
I'm if you want the spoil, I think she, if she comes back in 6 months or whatever, I think that's where she goes.
Her with Uncle Howdy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah, so, which I'm not, whatever. Anyway, okay. It's cards.
Cards.
Will Drew win the title only for Senor Money in the Bank to try and cash in, or will Finn interfere with it all?
Drew wins the title. No cash in my opinion, because you're building up a Drew CM Punk match with everything going on right now. I think originally, in my gut tells me, and I don't know if Brandon knows any sense of this, I think the original plan was to be Seth Rollins against CM Punk until the injury happened, and then that had to shift a lot of things. So now you have both Rollins and Drew who have a thing with CM Punk, a vendetta. We obviously saw the three go at it. We talked about it. But I think Drew carries this, but it would be the ultimate, like, oh, you finally got your WrestleMania moment, and, you know, here comes, you know, Damian to cash in. But I don't think Damian cashes in on him.
I just, they fumbled the ball with this cash in.
I was shocked they put it on in the first place. I think we all were.
Like, when's he going to cash in? If he cashes in on an IC title, that's...
Could have put on LA Knight, would have made him a lot more sense. Could do a lot more.
So I'll go back to it, and I think I said this to you guys multiple times over the years. There's money in the chase. I don't think he cashes in. Drew wins the title.
Yes,
I
agree.
That goes without saying.
Drew wins title.
Seth has done great with it. I think his contract may be up. I know Becky's is coming up. So he's had a good run with it. Like, he doesn't need it. He's over if he doesn't need the title. So it's time for a change. So, yeah. So Drew picks up the title, which, yay, makes up for WrestleMania 2020 when he took the belt off of Lesnar. I say that not necessarily as a fan, but as a friend of his. He gets the moment that he should have gotten in 2020. I don't think he cashes in on him at all. And I say there's money in the chase because here's what I see. And this is going to, I'll be honest, you know, I'm not going to swear, but it's gonna piss off some fans what I'm going to say. Here's what I say. Cody finishes the story, full stop.
And then Damian cashes in.
And I don't know if it happens. I don't think it happens WrestleMania night. I think the backlash would be too much. I would say even potentially maybe Monday night on Raw. Something happens, whatever, because it's anytime, anywhere that he can do it. And he's got all the way up till Money in the Bank coming up in Toronto in the summer to cash in. So it may not even have to be right now, but there's money in the chase. We get that finality moment and the moment of Ballyhoo and yay, you know what I mean? And then boom, and that elevates Damian. Cody will be right there to help bring Damian up because Damian is going to be a guy for the future. We know that. You know what I mean? I mean, they wouldn't have put him with Bad Bunny if they didn't feel he would be that they were going to be, he was going to be in an elevated position.
The only rebuttal I have to that, to interrupt you, sorry, is fine. isn't Damian like 42, 43 years old already too?
Well, here's the thing is that the, and that's another thing with the changing of the guard in the past, what, 6-8 months, basically, given everything that's gone on, is a lot of those stereotypes are falling by the wayside.
Yep.
You know what I mean? A lot of guys now that are in their 40s, I mean, because of the change in the business and the fact that these guys train like athletes and they take care of their bodies, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're at the same age that like Iron Sheik was at like WrestleMania 17 when he could barely move. Like, yeah. The business has changed fundamentally in 2 decades. So just because he may be in his 40s doesn't mean LA Knight's in his 40s. I've known him and I've been in the ring with him since 2007. And he's just, you know, he's on the rise.
Yep.
Age is just a number now. I think we've gotten beyond some of those stereotypes that we all know from the past 20 years where, you know, if you're over a certain age, it's not going to happen. If you can draw tickets and draw money and put a rear end every 18 inches, age isn't going to matter as long as you can pass medicals and you can physically go.
Do you think CM Punk does anything during that match?
No, medical's not going to let him. No, because he's not... Yeah, he's on. He's still got the arm brace on, and that's not working. He's still non-contact. So
you're saying Cody's gonna have a Finn Balor kind of title reign?
I
gotta give that man his flowers. He's got to have it for.
I was gonna say I don't.
The only reason I say Monday is because we all know how the night after was
Philadelphia too, and we're in remember that.
Yeah, so I think if you're going to make a statement on it, why not do it there? But here's the other thing, too, and the other option is maybe you save it for after Backlash, because if you look at the PLE schedule coming up for the pay-per-view or premium live events, as they call it, every one of them except SummerSlam between now and August is going to be out of the country. So maybe you do it at one of the PLEs that's outside of the country because you want to create that allure, especially if you're going to return to those markets.
Okay, good point.
All right. What, do you see
anything else to go with you? No.
Well, I'm trying to with this one. I'm trying to add to it. Is there another belt that he could cash in on that would make
the Intercontinental would be the only one? But I feel like they've dropped the ball with Austin Theory, and I think Theory is one they should have done a lot more with. The kid's athletic.
That one with Gunther.
No. Theory is with Grayson Waller right now. Was the one that fought at Mania a couple of years back.
What belt does Gunther have?
Gunther has the IC, which he's facing Sami Zayn. I think it's... I don't want to go too much in this because we have to still talk about the Mania matches and we can really get our thoughts.
Well, and that's where I'm kind of going with...
Is this Chad asking about Gunther?
Yeah, yes.
That's only the guy he super collects.
Because he's going to talk about that. Damian Priest wouldn't cash in on that one match. It would have to be one or the other.
It doesn't have to be.
But
I just don't like it.
Why are you gonna devalue Money in the Bank with all due respect, and I know Gunther personally, and I love the Intercontinental title. It is the work term. Yeah, Walter. Why at this point devalue it and do it on anything other, especially when you now have 2 world championships? Why are we not doing it to elevate a guy into the main event as a guy?
The only thing I will say to that, I get everything you're saying, but my point being is,
shut up, I'm talking.
Go ahead.
Says Chad.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I was trying to make it someone was talking. I told him to shut up. Does Gunther retain or are they super dumb and let Sammy hold the title? And that was where I was trying to get with maybe he cash in
Gunther
on that one.
Retains.
You think Gunther retains?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, I think I'm in the minority. I think he drops it to Sammy solely on the premise one of its time. Gunther, I think, knowing him, I think he's done amazing things with that belt. He's set every record imaginable. I think it's time that we also start trying to creep him up into the main event. He is a world champion. He will be a world champion. Mark my words. I said that the day he signed with NXT UK back in, like, 19. Sammy's over. Sammy could take that belt. And once again, the other thing you look at from a business standpoint is we need belts on house shows, on live events, you know? So... Sammy will do the live events. So get the belt on Sammy because it'll be a bolster to Sammy since Sammy did not win take the title off of Roman last year. It will help Sammy bring him back up after the way the second part of last year went post his run with Roman. Get that belt on him because that belt means a lot again, finally, thank God. And then Gunther can start creeping into the main event.
Okay, I'll agree with majority of what you said to that. I do agree. I think Gunther drops it because it is time for him to go be a main eventer. A couple points I want to make that you were saying. Damian Priest, you know, to me, it's like they put it on him. I'm going to be a Neil on this one. I don't understand what they're doing with him at this point, though. Okay, you can finally you're going to tell me a couple options here. You're going to take the belt off Seth, take it off Drew, or give it to Drew, then take it off Drew and give it to Damian Priest. That doesn't sell me. He's not that good on the mic. He doesn't sell. Then you go, okay, let's go to Roman, who is one of the craziest title reigns of modern day history, what an amazing heel, to Cody, which is the biggest over right now, and let's go give it to Priest. I don't think Priest deserves to carry either of those at this time. I don't think he's ready. I don't know if he'll ever be ready. My point being is, I think the IC makes more sense for him to cash in on it because it's not as predominant as the other two ones. Sami Zayn was way more over last year. That was the most over he ever was. He's not over like he was. And did that help Sami Zayn's career? Absolutely. And that's what I loved about the Roman documentary. He really talked about why he brought Sami on. And I think Sami does beat Gunther, but I think we see a Priest cash in on the IC, is my thoughts on this, because it makes no sense.
I don't see Sami coming.
But that's my point. You don't have to
cash in.
We need to get it removed off Gunther because Gunther needs to go on to the next level.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
I 100% agree with that.
Triple H has the most massive you-know-what for Gunther. Yeah. He's already said that publicly, and Gunther is an incredible worker and is going to be doing great things for a long time. You got to take him to the next step, and I think this is where, and I think you do a brief, hey, Sami wins the IC, Sami's gone. I think that is what you do to shift this whole Damian Priest, get the Money in the Bank off of him. Then you go to, from there, do you have Gunther win Money in the Bank, or does he really need that to really get his shot? I think he's earned his shot to be a champion in the next year. I see Gunther possibly doing big thing in WrestleMania next year. Again, this is just my opinion. We're all opinion based.
We don't 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
This is the point of us talking in general as wrestling fans. But again, we all have different takes and different thoughts. You being in the industry, you know more, but you also had a personal talk with Drew when Raw was here last time, and you at the time, you were like, there's no way after talking to him, they're not going to have him face, and that went the other way.
It changed so much.
Creative can change all the time. It's what is making wrestling great again is the unpredictability of what we're facing right now and so many angles that they could play. I was just on, you couldn't do it with me, but I was on Dave and Steve's podcast the other day. Yep. They say hi, by the way.
Hello.
Dave Archer, Kret.
Hi.
I was on their podcast. We talk a lot about this. That was the one thing I told him most excited. Even Dave was with me. He's like, I haven't been this excited for a WrestleMania, and I can't remember. And it's because it's not as predictable right now in the angles that can be played.
And there's some matches I'm just like, what is
going on? And I want to talk about that. Let's get the questions done.
Can I give you a quick counterpoint just to stew on, and we can come back to this later? Yep. So you talk about Damian Priest, and you say you don't feel that he's ready to be a main eventer.
I don't think he's ready to be a main eventer compared to all the other guys that are main eventing now or can main event, my point being.
We all kind of said that about John Cena in 2003 when they started running him up against Brock Lesnar for the Undisputed title with Cena. We all kind of said the same thing in 03 about Cena.
How old? Is it 20-something years old?
Yeah, I still think the age doesn't matter. He's going to be around. Like, you know what I mean? You got to test these guys.
But Cena
into
also
the main
had
event.
An it factor on the mic. Cena also had like a lot more going for him. That's why he's arguably
one of the
Judgment
Day is like Sami Zayn. They have cooled off so much. So they're dropping.
Novice. I don't even know what Damian Priest is.
Okay, fair enough. Or... other thing is, he does attempt to cash in, and he fails.
That's what
that would make the most sense. There's no point of putting...
No offense to Damian, and I've watched some of his matches. Yeah. He is really good in the ring. But I just don't think he can carry The Rock like these other guys can. I don't think
he's... Why has he got to carry Dwayne Johnson?
you made it funny.
No, that makes sense.
Again, I'm not trying to dissuade you, but I'm also trying to make, again, you know, this is opinion bait. You could just tell how we're very passionate about this. We all talk about this. Well. And it's all, I mean, I was listening to Busted Open the past few days on Sirius.
Yeah, shout out to Dave LaGreca and Tommy Dreamer. Hi, Tommy.
I've been listening to them a lot, and it's just great how the opinions of all of them are just all different, and agreements and disagreements and thoughts, because nobody knows right now.
Yeah.
So, and I love that.
Yes. Here, I'm rolling things in my head as you talk here. So Damian, I think he has the promo skills, but if you look at how Judgment Day is structured right now with Finn and with Rhea, obviously Rhea surpassing everybody, like, he is kind of become quiet background.
Which he shouldn't.
He shouldn't.
He really
should.
He does not deserve this. I give him so much trouble about crap about Finn. He does not deserve this. He's too good to be this.
I think he has the mic skills. So, I mean, you could even throw out the
He's got everything. Yep. He's got it all. I think he's a world champion for a day.
I like this. You throw. I like this. And this is you get some money in the bank. I get argued. So let's say you put the. So the order of the card, normally they'll do a money in the bank up front of the pay-per-view and one at the end. So let's say the men's is in the main event. Let's say he cashes in night of money in the bank, like in hour one of the pay-per-view before we get to hour three. You know, there's multiple options. Like you said, the unpredictability of this is great. I just think that Damian Priest is at a point. He's got to get away from Judgment Day. And they, you know, I he's got main eventer on him.
Judgment Day's got to get away from Judgment Day.
I think they will.
I think it's time. And
yep, it's run its course.
It's run its course, but you know, we'll dive more. Let's get on to the card chair. I'm not going to go in the order of the pictures. We're going to talk night one, night two. I'm going to talk what I think are the least desirable matches of each night.
Good night, Tyson.
Night, night. Okay, so we've got Mysterio and who's the other guy?
Dragon Lee.
Dragon, that's it, against Mysterio. Santos Escobar and the other Mysterio, Dirty Dom. I would say that to me is the least attractive match of everything in the first night. You know, will this be a really good high-flying, awesome match? Sure. Absolutely. And I know, you know, good old Nathan's already pumped up. He's at least getting Rey Mysterio. But didn't we basically do this already with Rey, Dirty Dom versus Rey 1-on-1?
I think they didn't have anything for him. So
yeah.
So I think it's how many, how many more WrestleManias is Rey going to do? Okay. Yeah. This match right here.
And it elevates Santos Escobar because Santos needs the rub. And Dragon Lee, I'll tell you right now, if you haven't watched a Dragon Lee match, go find them. They're on YouTube. I honestly think Dragon Lee is the next incarnation of what the idea was for Rey Mysterio. I think Dragon Lee will be in
you mean for Dominic Mysterio?
No, okay, I don't think. Right, no, okay. I think Rey, like Rey proper, like, you know, I think Rey will. I think Dragon Lee will be the guy that you can merch out and sell the masks of. I think he'll be every bit of what they want. They want for when Rey eventually does retire, basically the person to fill that void. It's not Dom. Dom's career's gone in a different direction now.
Dom, they're not even the same.
And it's so this is all meant to help bolster Santos and help bolster Dragon Lee, because I see Dragon Lee out of NXT.
How many
in the
times
next
do they help bolster Santos and it goes nowhere? I mean, they can't. There's no ground off with Santos. Yeah, they've tried and tried.
This is the best.
Dirty
or bad
Dom
situation.
Has got a promising career in this industry.
Yes.
So does Carlito interfere? Turn heel. They said he's not wearing LWO. He's given Mysterio the look when Dragon Lee was announced as his partner.
Yeah, this is going to all start the implosion of the LWO, the implosion of Judgment Day. Like,
say,
that's where we're going.
Dom and Santos go off in something separate with Andrade.
Yes.
Even though they said if Andrade takes care of Ricochet, he joins Judgment Day. That ain't gonna happen.
It's all a left turn.
This has all the makings to be a type match.
It's gonna be
as
a good match
in the ring, but this is a B type card in my opinion.
There's a few of those that I'm just like, really.
And we're not gonna we're gonna make it kind of quicker on some of these matches and just get to, let's just sum up real quick and then get to the main ones that we feel are, and I think all of us being wrestling fans, even you, Tyson, will agree. So we've touched that one. I don't really know what. There's so many angles to go with that, but again, back to the unpredictability of it.
I think heels wins.
I think Alexa Bliss comes out of nowhere.
That would make absolutely no sense. But if that happens, you're just happy to see her return.
She's
going to
poison Rana, Dragon Lee.
Okay, let's talk about the next match here, which we've got. Let's see here. We've got Naomi, we got Bianca, and we got Jade, which I'm excited to see Jade against the
And your girl Bianca.
The Kabuki Warriors. I'm trying to say the other thing.
Kabuki,
yes. You know the one I want to say. And Dakota Kai. More of this is more of Jay Cargill's coming out match, which you're having it in a triple threat, so she doesn't have to do as much
or
by herself.
Six person.
Yeah,
sorry, six person. My
I'm sorry, six women.
Six women, yes, correctly.
Yep. That we're aware of.
Are we going to see, I think are we over the... Damage control. Is damage control kind of over its course, too, I think?
I think we see, the implosion kind of happened with the whole
thing. I don't see damage control winning this match. No. There's no way. Jade's I don't think they even match. No. I mean, Dakota Kai, has she even wrestled in 2 years?
I mean,
she's good.
She's been hurt.
Yeah, she tore her ACL. Protecting Liv.
Such a mismatch of a match. The dominance is going to be shown in this match, and this is going to basically make damage control, it's going to eventually drop the belts of the...
damage control is going to be damaged.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, and it protects Jade because obviously, you know, the with her being down in Florida still, like, yes. This is all meant around showcasing Jade, and we're off to the races at that point.
I'd want Bianca to kind of get jealous and turn. And that's what I would.
I see that, and then you run that to SummerSlam.
Yeah. That would be what I'd like to see. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to happen, I don't think. Mm-mm. But
not yet.
Okay, moving on here. Let's talk about the six-pack ladder match for the
Why is that third? I'm kidding.
I mean, I'm looking at the other ones here, and I feel like that's third to talk about. I mean, you may
I don't disagree.
Okay, so we have a lot going on here. We have Miz and Truth. We have Theory Waller. We have Butch, and is that Drew Gulak?
It's Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
Sorry. Actually, it's not Butch anymore. They're actually a pretty good duo.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have the
DIY,
and then you have
Judgment.
Judgment Day. Day, and then you have Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods.
New Day.
Awesome
Truth wins.
Would be awesome.
I think
it could be more Theory Waller. I think they're young. I think they've got.
I've heard they're taking them out of the match.
I heard that too, but then again, who knows? I don't see your boy leaving with the tag team. And I think
they're dropping.
This is a step towards Judgment Day starting to falter. There's going to be something in that match that happens between Priest and Balor. That causes it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my feeling on this. And okay, R-Truth, Miz, they won't. If they win, it's going to be great for the
crowd.
They're
a joke.
But it doesn't matter. The Miz is. Can't hate on the
Miz. Miz is one of the most decorated.
But R-Truth is just well respected by everybody there. Yep.
You're talking about somebody being old. Ain't that dude 73?
Dude, he looks like he's 27.
He does.
So I'm taking the right turn on this, and I'm playing on straight. I'll be good with DIY, with Ciampa and Gargano. Gargano, fellow card collector, actually.
Yep.
And once again, just because I've got extensive experience in the ring with them, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
I was impressed at the last PLE with them going against Judgment Day. That was really good match.
I'll have to show you. I'll have to find the match. I have it somewhere and show it to you from Progress when I was working in London in 2018. They went almost, Pete and Tyler almost went for an hour. It was their final independent match where they signed their full-time deals.
Yeah.
And it was the main event of the Progress show in London. Those guys haven't been up and down the roads with them here in the States and the UK a little bit. I'm going to go with the sentimental favorites. I'm going to go with either one of those two teams walking out of it with it. You know, just a bunch of guys who I've been with who are now getting their grand opportunity where the lights are on brightest, and you can't fault anybody for making it to that point.
I wouldn't be mad at Austin Theory and Waller. I'm not a big Waller fan, but Austin Theory is really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't even talked about New Day, who has won a bunch of time too. So I don't really know. Regardless, when Judgment Day drops, in my opinion. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Do we want to do the Uso match or the Gunther Sami Zayn?
Let's do Usos first.
Uso first. Okay. We've got Jimmy versus Jay.
Yeet versus No Yeet.
Yeet versus No Yeet. Absolutely right. Going to be a really good match. There's no question. These guys main evented Saturday night last year. He was actually sleeping.
Tyson was literally asleep right now.
He was actually sleeping, gosh. And he's actually going to watch wrestling.
He's just mad because Otis is not out there.
Jimmy versus Jay. I'm going with Jimmy J.
Jimmy J. Okay, we're just going to speed this one up. I'm going to go Jay wins. I think Jay wins because there's a lot more merchandise, a lot of things you could do with that.
I think they're going to eat out the building. Yep. I potentially see shades of Brett Owen WrestleMania 10 on this match. Both of them is highly talented. Anybody as both interfere? Of them are. Would be straight
solo.
Up.
Straight. No, there's no point interfering. There's nothing to interfere. Yeah. This is going to be a straight up match. Yep. These two are going to put on. I mean, you got to remember, these guys, like I said, these guys main evented WrestleMania last year for the tag team belts against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And that was a phenomenal match. These two are going to put on a great match.
Yes. They know each other a little bit.
Yes. They're going to work amazing in the ring together. So I think we're all in agreement. Jay wins that one. All right. We touched a little bit about the Gunther Sami Zayn. I don't think we need to dive too much more into it. Neil thinks Gunther walks out. Gunther. Brandon and I both think Sami Zayn wins, but I think Damian cashes in on this one or attempts on another one.
Maybe
loses.
Generico.
I'll really believe it. If they put the ladder match up front, which my gut tells me they may open with that ladder match to start night one because they do that. They did that with the Money in the Bank when it was on WrestleMania. If they start with that match and Judgment Day drops the belts, you got an angry Damian Priest, and then you get the cash in right after. You get the cash in either there or tomorrow night, whenever, but you have the motivation now for it. So,
another thing to go with the cash in possibility, if the Judgment Day does lose the belts, and there is a riffraff between Finn Balor and Priest, then we do see...
Sorry, you said riffraff.
I did. Then you do see a Priest possibly cashing in on the world, one of the world titles, or the Universal, and then Finn interfering in that match that causes him to lose. Then you really have an explosion, and yeah. I think that's the way you go. I don't think, regardless, the only belt, if he does give a cash-in, is the IC he walks out, or he doesn't walk out with the belt by a cash-in. I don't see him cashing it successfully.
Yeah, he's not going to do the U.S.
Just
title.
Yeah. All right. Then we have, I'm very excited for this. I think we all are. We have Becky against Rhea.
It's going to be a good match.
It's going to be a great match.
It's going to be phenomenal. It's the build to it, the story. Like, we all knew that this was going to be good, and they dropped the anvil in Vegas at the presser a couple months ago, and it's, yeah, there's not enough good adjectives you can throw behind that. It's going to get time. They're going to get all the time they want. And this could be very well be one of the best women's matches we've seen in recent years.
Only thing I don't like about Becky is how, when she's doing her interviews, how she breathes into the mic. I hate that. She does that all the time.
Now
you're drives me nuts.
Now I'm going to pay attention to it.
It drives me.
Sami Zayn does it in every promo. Okay. I love hers.
I hear all the time. It drives me nuts.
Okay. So then between you three,
Rhea.
Rhea. It's Rhea.
Tyson is out. I'm gonna go Rhea as well. There's nothing.
He picks Otis.
There's no point. No, nothing. I know you had your head things in. What? Sorry. You got Rhea or Becky? Becky.
Becky doesn't need it.
Yeah.
I think Charlotte Flair comes out.
Oh God.
I think she's healthy now. Isn't she? Like, no.
No. No. ACL.
She's training. She's looking fine.
Yeah. It'll be the fall before she's back.
Fall. Okay. My apologies. I was going to actually ask a question. Do you think what returns you think are going to come? But that was my Mr. Okay. No. Honestly, Becky's not signed, right?
Becky's contract's up in 2 months.
Does that affect anybody's
thought? Where is she going to go to AEW?
No, but like.
No.
Does she
really need
become
the
a
belt?
Mom this time?
She doesn't need the belt. She doesn't need the belt.
Rhea doesn't need the belt either.
Rhea goes to house shows. Though.
And then if you're killing Judgment Day, if you will.
No, but Rhea can go off on her own.
Really,
Rhea is bigger than Judgment Day.
Yeah, that being said, I think Rhea is just perfect
for
that belt.
Sweep. I think we all agree.
Perfect.
But it's going to be a great match, though.
Going to be a
great match.
Amazing. I don't know if that's going to open or if that's going to be a mid. I don't. It acts like it's going to open, but again, that's
I think they just. I think they just threw it.
I think that's the end of hour two. Lead into hour three, because then you'll get maybe the Ray Dom tag is like a palate cleanser between that or the Jade match as your cleanser between that and the tag match in the main event.
Okay, and then you have my boy finally main eventing Seth Rollins, and I mean obviously we have the Cody Rhodes Seth Rollins against the Roman Reigns Rock.
Roman Reigns Rock win.
Yeah, well, that was quick. That's not going to bring it out. So, Roman Reigns Rock win, and then it's Bloodline rules.
Yeah.
Yep.
If they lose, it's not.
Did Monday's main event ever finish?
No, it didn't.
Okay. I was just making sure I didn't miss anything.
It got interfered by, they got interfered by The Rock came out and stuff like that.
I just wanted to see if anybody got
it. And then Cody came out. It was never I mean, regardless, Solo hasn't won a match in forever, so if it would have finished, Solo would have lost. So,
I was just making sure I didn't miss anything.
So, you guys think it's going to be Rock Roman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
you have an inside theory. You know a guy.
I have a
you
very
have an
good
Austin theory?
Austin theory about the final match. I kind of said it before an earlier podcast quietly, like just little subtle things. But
did you go,
when we get there, I'll say it. The final match.
The final match for the final.
Cody versus.
Okay. All right. Roman. I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna go Seth and Cody win this match. I think it's gonna be possibly a Rock Roman something that stirs the pot that causes the loss.
See, I think that happens on.
Okay.
I think because if you have Bloodline rules,
then
for,
I guess anybody can
two,
come to bat for Cody to help
then,
him.
Then it opens up your options because
MJF
it's gonna down. Be it's gonna be the shenanigans button's gonna get hit bound on Sunday night.
All right. Well,
Cody's gonna Seth Rollins, someone.
So
will
Seth.
Say,
well, then Seth's gonna have to take the fall. Then
right.
Not have Cody take the L. I don't think you have to have Seth take the L.
No, I think Cody takes the L. Because here's the thing: is Cody is better, in my opinion, a more better positioned to be able to handle. Because if you look at it, if Rollins takes the fall in the tag match and then takes a fall again the next night, I don't think it does as I don't think it's as much damage per se to Cody because Cody can kind of survive that and it the fans will forget about it, whereas it could be a big setback to Rollins to take two pins essentially within 24 hours, losing the tag match and then dropping, and then if he drops the belt to Drew. So I think it's going to be split. I think Cody takes the L on the tag match, you know, to get it out, and that saves the big L for when Rollins drops Sunday night.
All right, moving on to Sunday. I'm going to try to speed this up a little bit on a couple of these. Right, we got the Lashley Street Profits against. That match, do we really even want to talk about
it? I don't watch SmackDown, so
I'm just actually shocked this is actually a match.
Honestly, I think there's so much more they can do with that stable.
The only thing I want to see how this is Scarlett.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that this is the start. This will definitely be a start, a launching point for the stable Profits. Or not Profits, but.
Stable Profits.
But AOP, AOP up on that one.
Okay.
I really don't know.
I don't really. I'll pick
that one.
Yes, we'll go with that one. Okay. Moving on, we have LA Knight against AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Going to be a good match.
Got quiet there.
Yeah. I'm going to go LA Knight wins this one. I'm not going to say too much. LA's got more to gain from this than AJ Styles. Plus, this should end their feud that's been going on for quite some time now, and we can move on. LA Knight can go on to bigger and better things.
Yep.
Moving on here, let's touch down. You know, let's go. Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, and my guy Randy Orton. Logan Paul wins. There's no point of putting that title on both Orton or Kevin Owens. Logan Paul, this just is a great match to make. It's going to be a well-done match, but it's going to put Logan Paul more over.
There's going to be some kind of crazy RKO. There's going to be a crazy RKO.
It's like, we're going to see as good close of a RKO that we got from him and Rollins a few years ago in California. Like, what's the craziest RKO spot we can get Logan Paul to do?
He's going
to
jump off of the post trying to splash him on the table, and he RKs him through the
table.
Has
he ever done a double RKO? Is that such a thing?
He has.
It is possible. I mean,
possible. Yeah, to do for in a cutter position.
I think like him and what's his buddy's KSI? What's Logan Paul's?
Oh, I mean Archer.
KSI. He dressed up as the Bottle of Prime.
Yeah, the Bottle of Prime guy. Whatever.
Yeah, KSI.
I think he shows up. Again, I'm too loud here. I think he shows up and he double RKOs both of them.
I would take that.
If Randy could just take a Bottle of Prime and tell
he's
him
openly
where to stick
admitted
it.
He drank one. He said, "This is actually good," and then threw it.
It's all sugar. I can't.
Yeah, it's all prime. Sugar. I tried one a week ago. All
right, so Logan walks out. We'll see a crazy RKO. We'll see a stunner by Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul leaves with the title. More
Logan
less Paul's
knuckles.
Logan Paul takes every finisher imaginable.
Logan Paul just
takes
gets beat
the
crap out
minutes.
Of it, and then you'll see obviously Kevin Owens and Orton get into it at some point.
Yep.
So there's that. All right, let's do the Io Sky Bayley. I think Bayley walks out.
Bayley.
This no question.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. Io's had her moment.
It's just rough
because
she can't
cut
a promo.
She can't
hit
a promo, and that's the problem. But she did have an incredible match against Bayley in Puerto
Rico.
She's
really good.
She's really good. It's just you got to be able to cut a promo. So Bayley walks away.
Do you get Hugger Bayley back or no?
No.
You get this new version of Bayley, but she's more of like a face BA, you know, kind of like that. So I think you get that.
Almost borderline tweener.
Yeah, basically, you did not sum it up. Then you have, obviously, I'm excited to watch my boy Seth Rollins against another guy I like a lot, Drew McIntyre.
With CM Punk on commentary.
CM Punk on commentary. Yes.
I'm telling you, he's doing something.
That T-shirt that he had that had the Drew with the headstone and all that, I still got to order that. It's phenomenal. Whoever was in merch that came up with that, kudos.
I don't need to put another man on my shirt to sell product or whatever he said.
Good point.
I still think
so. Who's first. I think my boy's dropping. Seth is going to drop.
Yep.
Drew's going to get his moment.
Yep.
We've established a little bit of a talking about that.
I don't think so.
So both my guys are going to lose at Mania this year.
I think Seth Rollins wins.
You think Seth Rollins wins?
I hope so.
Does KSI interfere?
Depends on how bad that RKO is.
Oh, no. Here comes Alexa Bliss out of nowhere.
You know what I think this is going to set up in a nutshell, though?
Ooh, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. I think this is going to set up Drew wins, but I think we're going to eventually get a triple threat with Punk, Rollins, and Drew. And that's going to be amazing.
Punk said he can't be a referee because he hates them both and all that. So, I can see that.
So there's my opinion. And then we finish with Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. You all think it's going to be Bloodline Rules.
Yep.
What's the prediction?
Cody wins.
Cody wins.
Just because I think The Rock, our Rock bottoms, Roman somehow or something with The Rock will happen.
I don't think we get the full Rock turn at WrestleMania. I think we stretch this out a little bit for the sake of good TV. There's going to be some kind of a miscommunication. It's going to be the shenanigans button abound for this. I think we see.
It's going to be overbooked.
I think we see Raw. Yeah, it's yeah, borderline be, yeah. overbooked. I think we see Rollins make an appearance. Anybody that has had a link to this overarching storyline, and they could even go and throw some callbacks in from prior people that have challenged
it's
Roman.
It's going to be Avengers Assemble.
Yeah,
like and I'm serious. It's going
Captain
to
America. No, I absolutely think we go that route. But I mean, as we've talked about in months, the backlash that came from when they originally was going to make it Rock and Roman for the title, to now where we are for Sunday night.
Okay,
the story gets finished.
Let me stop it real quick. Do you think Tony Khan gives permission for Dustin to come and be a part of this?
I think Tony Khan has no issue with it. I think though that Hunter and them, I don't think that happens right now.
But what better opportune time would it be?
It would be a great opportune time.
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, Roman did say on his biography, when he loses, he's done. So
he's not done. That's
he's not done. He said it in the documentary. It's got to happen.
Roman at WrestleMania next year. There's no question. When is this going to? But that's a year to build up. I don't think they're going to. I don't think the story.
I think he takes time off.
Didn't Dustin Rhodes tweet something?
He got a video and just ended with he's holding his titles. F Rock, yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go. Here's where I'm going to go. As much as everything it says is Cody's going to win, I want to see Roman break Hogan's record. I want to see Roman do it again. I want to see the whole crowd, this time in Philadelphia, probably on his side.
Oh, they'd riot.
I don't think they would.
I think said karma is a B word.
I don't think they riot as much. I think Roman is really. I mean, this is what they've done with Roman. I would love to see Roman walk out as the champ still. I would.
What was the match?
You gotta remember, my favorite wrestlers are heels, some of the best heels ever.
And I'll be the first to admit, I didn't like Roman when he was a babyface.
Nobody did. They were trying to throw him. Now
he's
we
a
got
heel,
this Roman. There's I no
really
point to
like
make him.
Guy.
What was the match? It wasn't a wrestler. It was Raw, where it was Rock versus Mankind.
99. That would have been a lot of that in 99.
Stone Cold came in and chaired Rock, and then Mankind covered him.
Yeah, that was January of 99.
I think it's going to be some kind of finish like that where, like, Randy Orton comes in and smacks Rollins, and then Cody Rhodes covered. Not Randy Orton, but you know.
Yeah.
And the place goes absolutely ballistic.
Okay.
I think it's going to be something like that.
Here's my only thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong. I know everything says it needs to be. I'm wrong. Yeah, exactly. I tell my wife that. So my point being is, we've seen the Bloodline for how many years now, and now they are the strongest they've ever been. They have the Rock. They're that dominant, more dominant they've ever been. For them to show this dominance they've showed the past 2, 3, 4 weeks,
I think it's
for
an
them
illusion.
To falter with one of the greats of all time is
it's
hard
illusion.
For me to believe.
It's an illusion.
But there's
unless there's a whole Rock's game behind it. Now, the biggest question I was talking about when I talked to the podcast the other day is when Rock said something to Cody's ear. Nobody knows what was said.
I'm going to make you bleed.
Is that what he said?
That's a rumor.
I think it was something like, you're going to thank me for this or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. The only reason why this can be switched and how you can get my opinion for making them look so dominant if this is designed by, obviously, Rock Cody to and go within the Bloodline to explode the Bloodline.
That's
the thing. We don't
know.
I love
the thing is this.
Last year when Roman won, I was friggin' pumped, and I was like, this is awesome.
I was in shock.
You don't have to explode. You don't have to explode the bowl right now. You can tease the dissension, especially if the idea is you run Rock and Roman next year at WrestleMania. You can have it say, "Oh, it's a momentary lapse. We're going to get the belt back." Roman said it best, I think, in the interview he did with Pat McAfee a couple weeks ago when they were on site right at the beginning of the NCAA tournament. Is he believes that there are layers to this, and there are so many layers that they have not gotten into. With his character, especially, but you can throw the Bloodline into the mix that this can be stretched, and at this point, you don't need that title. You don't. And I go back to the business sense again. You know, when you're trying to draw on live events, you got to have a guy on live events, man. And we need that belt on live events. And Cody will draw the live event houses, which will in turn help the TV houses from a business standpoint around the board. Roman's going to draw no matter what.
Nope. I think Rock does the Stone Cold of my prediction.
Hit him in the head with a belt.
You see... like Rock kind of stand in the ring and Cody's there and Reigns is there. You're going to cover and he just smacks him with a chair and puts Cody on top of Reigns. And that starts your
Then MJF fight. Runs out.
Well, I don't know who that is even.
I don't even know
but
who that is.
I could see
Maxwell
Jay
Jacob
run out.
Friedman.
It's Jay. Jay Uso runs out. And Randy runs out because he was hit. And I could see, wasn't AJ Styles part of the bloodline getting, like, he affected
get,
so many
you get
people,
Sammy,
right?
And you get Sammy KO, you get Solo. Like, it basically
everybody
becomes quasi-faction warfare.
Like the Avengers
really
Infinity War.
It's going to be this Infinity War thing. And at the very end, you're going to see Roman and Cody on the mat, and Rock gets in, and maybe as Roman stands up and they start joking or whatever, and then pow.
Right in the kisser?
Whatever, hits him, covers, Cody covers, and then 1, 2, 3. But that kind of takes away a little bit from the whole, I did it myself, someone had to help me.
See, that's the thing. Like, we don't
I
know.
I think it's a miscue. You miscue into Cody's finish, and Cody hits his finish.
I guess
there
we'll find
go.
Out.
That,
on
that kind of looked like that.
We'll find out this week.
I know, so let's end with this. Are you excited for WrestleMania as much as I am?
Yes. A little bit.
Yeah, has it?
I got invited to a party. I don't think I'm going to go.
Yeah, you're too. Yeah, you're too cool.
What a shocker.
Too cool for school. I will say this is...
You're going to hang out with Louie.
A hockey game that night.
They're building it up to be what they're the saying best. Is going to be the best WrestleMania ever, the greatest of all time.
I could see it.
I could see it by a couple matches that are like, what's the point? But I get it, whatever. You know, point being is... They realize night one last year was incredible. Yeah. Night two was so flat.
Yeah.
So I think they're like, we've got to make sure we have two explosive nights. What Dave said to us the other day when I was on their podcast was, he goes, I want to leave after watching night one and say, holy crap, incredible.
I got another
night two can't night top that.
I have
night
to watch
two tops,
night two.
And night two tops that.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree.
Bring
with
it
that.
On Avengers. The Avengers was a two-part for the inning. And night the first one was great.
Support.
The second one just exploded. It was
but
way better.
See, the first one, the first Avengers ending, they lost, right? They lost the war.
Yes.
Spoilers. That's why I think Roman and Rock
for the
win the match.
The way they win the match is because then you can have bloodline rules and anything
and everything
goes,
can
and then
happen.
Everything goes, and it's mad chaos. And I'm ready for it. I cannot wait for Saturday. I cannot wait for Sunday.
Seth
I'm counting down the days. We're just 2 days away from WrestleMania 40. So there you have it. That is our thoughts.
Seth always has a plan B.
That was Triple H that says that, but he is the architect. Yes, there's always a plan
Seth
B.
Seth said it.
And he always does what's
he
best for
said
business.
It. There's always a plan B.
Okay, he did on that the other
That's
day.
That's where I'm going with.
Said
you
got to
keep
H.
with the times, old man. Let's
okay,
go.
Well,
on
the
that
most
note.
Iconic moment was when Triple H said there's always a plan
and
B.
And then Reigns smacked.
Here comes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so we're going to finish our show today. It's a longer show. We appreciate
it.
Call
if you
that one.
Yeah. Listen, if you're a wrestling fan, we hope you enjoyed. We're now going to finish off with dessert, 23 Impeccable WWE. God. Does anybody get a box cutter here for me?
There's one in the box right there.
Yeah, Brandon should know.
Under the backpack.
So you got to tell me how this goes because you've only opened 8 cases. I haven't opened a single box.
I've yet to open one. Mine's starting tomorrow night.
Well, I will say this. I did 2 today. I hit 4 gold bars in 2 cases.
Okay.
No, 4. Sorry.
I'm like, gosh, darn, you hit 4
one. Only 1 gold bar. So 4. And that out of the other cases I hit was... 2 of them had a relic and a gold bar and a stainless steel, and the other ones were stainless and a bar, not gold bars. Okay, so you're each going to preview it. I'll explain to you. Neil, you get to pick. Would you like to the top? Would you like to be the Oreo in the middle?
I will
the
be the Oreo because that's where the best
Oreo?
Stuff is.
Brandon, would you like the top or bottom?
I'll take the bottom.
Okay. Oh, I'm on top, baby. You sure you guys are okay with that? You might suffocate.
All right, here we go. All right, so middle. Bottom
okay.
And top. Here's a box cutter. You guys are going to need it.
It's pink.
All right, Neil, describe it. When you open the pack, the bottom card is usually your best hit.
Okay.
Top 3 cards are numbered. Then you're going to get some fluff autos, and then you're going to build up to better, and hopefully your end one's decent. And then you'll either get a bar, a relic, or a stainless for your side pack.
The heck was that?
Okay.
Where did that come from?
That makes sense.
Why don't you guys get prepped? We'll go one at a time.
We're getting
we're
propped.
We're going to play a little guessing game, I guess.
Are you going to tell us how so your thoughts are?
Okay. Yeah, use it for the bottom. It's a good idea. I've done this. Okay, so my thoughts are the product looks even better than last year.
Yeah.
However, last year was a better lineup. It had names like Triple H, like Randy Orton, we're not getting now. I think they dropped the ball. You've got either a relic or a bar. Can I see that?
It is a bar.
It is a bar.
I don't know.
I don't think so. No, I think you got a regular one.
Yeah, I think it's probably silver.
You got decoys.
I've got a...
I don't know. There you go. What did you got? Another bar, too?
I think I got a bar.
You got a bar.
You got a bar. You don't have a bar.
No, just toss it. Let me see that. So, we got 2 bars here. 1 by Neil. One by Brana. We don't know if it's silver or gold. It has not been opened yet. Tyson, you probably got a thin stainless. Board. Tyson, why don't you open your stainless first?
Okay.
You want me to hold the mic for you?
No, it's okay. My first one, the stainless pack. Oh, God, we were talking about this guy earlier. To 49, Damian Priest.
Damian Priest. Okay.
So it's here's purple,
what,
huh?
There you go. So here's what we're going to do. Brandon, you're going to start. You're going to reveal everything in your pack and describe it except for your last card. Then we're going to go to Neil, and then we're going to go to Tyson.
Don't open
we have not
bar.
Done our two gold bars or potential
silver
bars.
Gold bars.
Sorry,
like you,
gold
man.
Bars would be great. I got confidence in my ball club. Probably two silver bars. So, Brandon, go ahead and tell us what you got in your pack minus your last card. We're going to save to the end.
All right. Card number one. All right. We were all in agreement on this. The man, Becky Lynch, to 99, 56 and 99. It's a good start. Number two. Talking about him, too. Well, Austin Theory to 99, 66 and 99.
Okay.
Yeah. Card three. Oh, yeah. LA Knight, gold to 10, 4 of 10.
Nice.
I'll take that. That's
got
a good one.
LA Knight guy, too.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go. Auto time. All right, I'm like this. Canvas Creations rookie auto. Tatum Paxley from NXT to 75, 72 of 75.
That's not a bad one to get.
Okay, behind this. And I like this design. Watercolor auto from NXT. Damon Kemp to 75, 10 of 75. All right. Behind that is going to be Immortal Inc. Scotty Too Hotty. 75, 55 to 75. Turn it up.
He's a firefighter, right?
Yeah, I think so. There we go. And then lastly, we got, what is this? Oh, Indelible Ink. Oh, yeah. Kurt Angle. Indelible Ink on the milk truck, milk carton in hand to 75. 28 to 75. I'm here for that.
That was iconic. I do love this.
And then last card is a redemption. So we got
save that puppy.
Save that.
Go for it, Neil.
All right,
Neil, start us off.
Don't reveal the last one.
You'll be nervous now.
Well, you know what? I don't know. It's what Ryan said.
All right. RVD base to 99. Uso, no yeet, to 99.
Yeet.
A Elton Prince to 25. Ryan, you got that shirt, right?
I do, Neil, yes. You caught me on that one. And I got that long blonde hair to go with it.
Oh,
I
boy.
Did 20 years ago, actually.
I mean, you get your hair cut every other week. So.
I do. It's not possible.
At least you
now.
Still have it.
Yes, I mean, that Brandon, is, thank you.
Got you there.
And I don't have the John Cena going on like somebody else here.
Well.
My bad.
Redemption. Indelible Ink, card number 11. Haku.
Okay.
Yes.
Haku.
Ooh, watercolor of Ryan's guy, Senga. Because he's with your boy, Jinder Mahal.
Oh, gosh.
Indelible Ink, Mr. Al Snow.
Inscription?
No inscription. You got that picture, though.
We'll see the image. Is that the, which one is it? That's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
That's a good image. Okay.
And then a shirt auto of Mr. Carmelo Hayes, 1 of 10.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I know a guy. I know
yes.
a guy wants that.
I know a guy. I know a girl that knows a guy. So we're going to save your last card, Tyson.
Yes.
Let's go to your box.
Saving right. my last two cards.
Two cards? Oh, you got a bar.
I got a bar.
Done.
All right. Good luck.
Yes. Good luck, Tyson. Let's see how many of these guys you know.
Okay. Well, I've just seen the first name. He is the tribal chief.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
the Rock.
Let me get the mic for Tyson.
That's a great shot, by the way. I shock you. All righty, that's a good shot. You know, the one.
Yes.
There you go.
Acknowledge it.
Next up, Lola Vice.
Okay.
Kicking.
Yeah, NXT.
To 49.
Yeah.
To 25. Oh, the almighty Bobby Lashley.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
All right. I just go like this.
Yeah, that'll be
redemption.
Redemption auto on the first one.
Should I just look at it?
Yeah, you can just look at it.
Okay. Indelible Ink Stevie Richards.
Hey,
hey! BWO.
Okay.
Okay.
Next up. Who was that? Carmella to 75 relic auto.
We got right. Carmella and Carmelo.
Next up. Oh, it's one of the sideways ones. What's that say? Extra extravagance.
There you go. Santos Escobar.
Santos Escobar to 25.
One of two.
I have a plate and one left.
All right, so just do your plate.
Here's a plate.
Okay, and then save your last one. Don't look because I'm going to jump to Brandon.
DKI? Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai. Don't look at your last card.
to 99 Dakota Kai Auto. Right,
so okay.
Get a decoy there. Cover up your last one. Brandon, go ahead.
Thank you. I got it working. Thank you.
Redemption time.
Hi there.
Brandon, you're going to reveal your redemption. Then we're going to go to Neil to reveal his last card. Then we're going to go to Tyson to reveal his. Then Brandon, you're going to do your bar. Neil, you're going to do your bar. Let's go.
All right, redemption time. Elegance Memorabilia Autograph Silver. Card 77, Charlotte Flair.
Neil's girl. Okay.
Neil.
Neil's girl. Oh, she's a redemption. Silver. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Right. Okay, here we go. Neil, reveal your last card. Let's hope for a 101 here.
Let's see. I see the auto. Hey, Indelible Ink, Mr. Dude Love.
Yay!
Oh, that's cool.
I love heart. How he puts the heart for the O. That's cool.
You got Mike now, Tyson? Okay, here we go.
That's cool.
The best part about doing this is that I'm not going to have any idea who this is.
You might. It might be Alexa.
No, it's not.
It's so quiet right
okay,
now.
Okay, I have an idea who that is.
All right.
He's wearing a shirt.
Oh, whoa. Oh, okay.
He's got a hat.
Otis. Oh, sorry.
And he wasn't on a milk truck. He was on a beer truck.
Oh, Cole. Hey. Stone Cold. Austin Tyson.
Let's go.
Immortal Ink to 99.
Oh, that's a great shot.
Tyson taking
the 98 blood shirt.
Best pull so far.
Yeah.
Tyson. Of 99.
All right, Brandon. You have a bar here. We believe it's silver.
Bar
we
here.
We don't know. We have two bars. You're only supposed to get one a case. We've got two. This is three cases straight today. We have seen that. But there's cases out there that have no bars, from my understanding.
He's a little Juan.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, that's a little yeet action.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Jey Uso, silver
cover
bar
up
to 35. 11 of 35.
35 or a 101. There you go.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Go from one of the sides. It should tell you the numbering.
It is the 35.
Okay.
It's got to be Dave's guy. It's the Honk Tonk Man.
Hey, I win.
Tyson, you won.
You got to add you to the list.
Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, phenomenal. Man.
Coolest auto, dude, love.
I love
no
it.
No question.
Yeah.
Heart. Yes. I love what he did. McFoy's great. You know, you had a good box. You had the Carmelo Hayes at 10. You had the Honky Tonk Man.
I got Honk Tonk Man.
Brandon, you had the Neil's girl, Charlotte. Yeah, you had the cool angle, and you had a bar. And Tyson, you kicked butt with the Stone Cold.
I have an immortal link guy.
So, okay, they recapping it real quick. Love the look of it. They dropped the ball by not getting autographs in this product of Sol Ruka and Tiffany Stratton. There's no question.
Yes.
That was a big fail for them. If you're not going to have Triple H or Randy Orton in it, you've lost value. You've got to add value in.
Is Finn in this? I haven't seen a single one.
I have
I don't
no
know.
Idea.
I have to look at the checklist.
No idea whatsoever on that. But so right now, the product is high.
Yeah.
It is starting to drop. It's going to drop, but then it's going to settle and shoot up. And it's going to get to a point where I think the product's going to fall a little bit more and get at a much healthier price point to rip it. This is going to get ripped to shreds by wrestling breakers, and there are several of them. The wrestling community continues to grow. It is an incredible rip if you break it down and sell by wrestler at a cheaper price point, and I've been joining a lot of breaks of it that way. But at current value, it is a horrible rip at the price point.
I'm taking the alternate route instead of doing the whole pick your wrestler because I want to try to do value, so I'm actually doing them one box at a time, and I'm mixing it with a box of Prism undercard. So I'm adding another auto to it.
Okay.
And so the breakdown I do is basically, and I spend about 3.5 hours putting together my list. I got it down to 27 spots. Each spot has 9 to 10 wrestlers per spot. So when you look at it, a price point breakdown, it still ended up about $6 a wrestler, give or take.
Okay.
But it gets you a chance to hit something of everybody. Like, you know, they're strategically put together like that. So because I know for me, even as someone in the business, I'm not at the bigger wrestling breakers that we see. So I want to go after the more value, especially for at least people that break wrestling with me now. If you're not, please come do. I'm still trying to stick more towards the value because then I can run the entire case and know at lower price points, I'm going to be able to get people, at least for the people that are breaking with me now, will repeat into it. So like I'm looking at doing the same break again and posting it as a random spot, and it's like $46 a spot. You know,
yeah.
And so just that lower entry point, especially you said that price is now the lower I can bring down that entry point in. I want to bring in people, and I had someone DM me on Twitter before I left to come here to record, who said that like I know we don't get into breaks, but your price point's great.
It's
I'm going to take the leap.
Key. That's huge. Yeah, I like what you're doing with that too. And again, for me, I only collect certain couple wrestlers and my boy Clex Bray, so I'm enjoying the Facebook groups I'm on, buying them up. Some people are high on the Orton spot, which I'm like, why? There's only a bar and some base. Like, he doesn't have autographs. So finally Austin had a very affordable price of $20 for Orton and a whole case. I'm like, give me Orton. That's, I'll take a gamble at 20. And Seth, who has autos, is only costing me in the 60s range roughly for a whole case. To me, I like that aspect of it. But it is coming down the back end. I knew it would. I'm going to give you a little behind the scenes of it. You know, we follow the back ends of products up and down, what it's doing on the training behind the scenes. We knew this was going to happen. You know, the product is coming down because you're getting a lot of shops and other people like Get WWE who have no use for it that are dumping it, taking their dollars and turning and burning it, essentially. But the true WWE people know that this product is going to hold value long term. The on-card of it is key. It is a beautiful product. There's no question.
I love the look.
I love it. There's no question. But it is a hard pill to swallow. Blowout came out of the gate and they wanted $1,200 a box, $3,600 a case, which is crazy. We came out at $800. We have sold almost 30 cases at $2,400 a case. However, I had to rebuy a ton of it, close to what I was charging, just so I could have enough to weather the storm. If I didn't, we'd be sold out right now,
which is crazy.
So. Do I think it's going to come down, and it is coming down? Absolutely. Am I luckily getting hit up by people that know I do WWE and sell me cases left and right? Absolutely. I'm going to suck it up, buy it up, and wait the long-term game on this product. But I'm telling you, from a ripping standpoint, if you are a wrestling person, this is a tough pill to swallow at the price point. If it drops to get around that $600 range, which is that possible? I think it is, but it will be a short-lived moment of it. It's worth taking a rip, but I'll be honest. I watched all three of these boxes. The only one that came remotely close to getting your potential money back was Tyson's with the Stone Cold. There was nothing else here that is going to get that. Was
that the Honky Tonk Man?
Not Dave's guy, the Honky Tonk Man. So I want to give a little bit of my thoughts on it because I've done a case so far because I have issues. I hear voices in my head. But if you love great looking cards like I do, this is a product worth ripping. Just know. Probably not going to get you anywhere near your money back, but if you enjoy the good look of it and enjoy ripping nice wrestling, sure, it's for you. Let it come down a little bit, then rip it up, in my opinion.
I think long-term value, you also look at it because I think something that we don't talk about a whole lot right now because we're in the thick of things is we're only going to have this for a finite amount of time because we know at least what the deal is.
One more year at the licensing.
So for the collectors that are looking to invest in their guys long-term, take that leap, you know, because when you look at it in the long-term, and I think we'll absolutely see it once Panini loses the license, that the values on this stuff is just going to go parabolic.
Here's all in on this.
Another big word for you, Ryan.
Stop it. I will end on this note. For 22 Impeccable WWE, you cannot find cases anywhere. Anyway, shockingly, I don't have any put back. I should have, but you can't find them anyway, believe it or not. Whoa. But I do have some Immaculate I'm waiting to rip on Saturday. But my point being is 22 is gone. 23 is going to get ripped to shreds, and then it's going to shoot up, and it's going to dry up. So just be prepared for that. Again, I think you're going to see a good time to buy this stuff. Let Mania go past. Let wrestling cool down a bit. Let them come down. Go grab some and throw some back. Cases preferably, because in the next year you're not going to find them.
Yeah, because everybody's firing up for wrestling right now.
It's time of year.
It's the Super Bowl of wrestling.
Yeah. All right, we're going to end the show. I want to say thank you to Brandon for coming on today.
Thank you, sir.
For having me,
Brandon,
guys.
Tell us a little bit where they could find you. Talk a little bit about your breaks and closing, and just give us a little bit about what they could find you on social media.
Absolutely, social media: Twitter at Ref Brandon Toll TOLLE, Instagram at Referee Brandon Toll. I do my breaks on District as part of the Midwest Box Breaks platform, district.net/MidwestBoxBreaks. Sunday, Tuesdays, and Fridays, and I don't have a Facebook, so I'm one of the few.
Yeah, you do, Eddie Tobinsey.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, spoiler alert. So yeah, so thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it, and I'll go back. You know, I'm gonna go sentimental for a hot second. So thank you for making me a part of the family. Like I thought about it was 3 years, man, and we've talked about it multiple times. Like whenever the day comes, I hang it up. This is life after wrestling. So thank you for making me a part of this for 3 years.
We're glad to have you a part of the family, and we're glad to have you on today. And again, give him a follow over to everything he said, doing some of his breaks.
You say you got any breaks coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I'm doing, actually, like I said, Impeccable. I've got a bunch of baseball coming. I've got 22 Draft Asia. I found that to be a nice little, decent rip coming from Tokyo, I think is where it was coming from. So yeah, all sports based. I got baseball, I got soccer, MLS Finest listed up now, and wrestling to boot. And then, yes, Tyson, eventually I will delve into hockey.
There you go.
It's the year to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Buy those Connor Bedards.
Boom. And it is the year to do it. So, well, we hope everybody enjoyed this very long, record-breaking show today. Tyson's like 45 minutes max, and we went over at least an hour or so. But we wanted to really break down WrestleMania. Having Brandon on brought another element to our thoughts of the hobby and about wrestling. So thank you again, Brandon. We look forward to returning next week. Enjoy WrestleMania this week if you're going to watch it. I know we all are.
Yes.
We're excited. I'm having my normal party at my house on Saturday.
And I warned the wife about Sunday, so...
Yeah, you probably are. Are you probably crashing on Saturday? Are you going to figure out?
Okay. I'm not getting Royal Rumble.
I'm going to have several Steve Weisers, that's for sure, on Saturday. I'm very looking forward to it. I'm excited to have everybody over. Maybe Tyson makes an appearance. Maybe he doesn't. We don't know. It's Tyson. He's a wild card. But Sunday is one of my favorite days to watch it because we get the air mattress out, and it's just the family and the kids, and that's our thing. So excited for this weekend. Enjoy WrestleMania. Yes. Baseball's back. We have all the sports going on. We've got March Madness and the Final Four. A lot of great things to be excited about in sports right now, in the hobby. Enjoy it. And again, thank you, Brandon, for coming on.
You're welcome.
On that note, big gulps, huh? Well,
see you later.